Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. Hey, I'm excited to have you connected to this space today. We're really excited to have you a part of this community of leadership. We here believe very strongly at Next Level Leader that this is the place where leaders gather to come and to glean practical information and tools that can help you ideate to the next level. We are excited about what we know is going to happen in your life. And so we want to thank you so much for being here today, because if you are listening to this, that means you are serious about leadership. And to be serious about leadership for us matters, because it means that you recognize as a leader that is evolving inside of you. Iron sharpens iron. And so for us, that's one of the mantras we walk with here, and we appreciate you so much. And we want you to stay connected to this community. Thank you so much. Helping us to share this community with others is a blessing. We want to reach a million leaders out there. So if you can help share this podcast with as many people as you can, it would truly mean a lot to us. Here's the deal. I want you to follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. A lot of things we announce out there in that space that can help you. A lot of content we put out there as well. If you're interested in our books, I've written several books on leadership, on development, all these things, personal development, etc. Go out to josephwalker3.org, order any of our books, get our merchandise, a variety of things that are out there, and find out when I'll be in a city near you. I'm also excited about the idea and possibility of coming to share at a conference or something you might be having. If you're interested in us coming to talk to your staff, to help train, develop, all those things, know we are making ourselves available to do just that. So, hey, I'm excited about it. And I encourage you to go also to our YouTube channel. My wife and I have a YouTube channel. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Every Friday, we drop an episode. And so as you're listening to this, we want to make sure you go there. Go listen to some of the older episodes and catch up. And then, of course, you can be getting notifications that when the new ones drop every Friday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, you can lock in on it as well. We're excited about that and believe it's going to be a great time for you. So make sure you do that, and make sure you subscribe to while you're over there. And finally, I've been sharing this, y'all. The book club is growing. Oh, my goodness. Next Level Leader Book Club is off the chain. I'm excited about what is happening there. And if you are not a part of the book club, what's up? You gotta get a part of it. So make certain you connect with Next Level Leader Book Club. I want you to do that and just be a part. So I appreciate you so much in advance for locking in on this and joining us in this amazing space that we have curated for you. And I just appreciate you so much. So every 2 weeks, we're reading a book and discussing it. 25 books in 2025. Can you do it with us? Yes, you can. Let's go. Let's do it. Text the word book club to 78228. That's book club to 78228. That was all of my announcements today. And today we're on this awesome podcast because we're talking about what to do as a leader when what you tried didn't work. Woo! You know, over those 30 plus years of leadership, I have had moments where I have truly had things that didn't work. And you have to really guard your heart, guard your mind when those things happen, because one, you can end up deflecting that failure on people, saying the people are not supporting you and therefore they don't believe in you, et cetera. And then, of course, that gets in your head. Am I a good leader? Did I miss God and those things? But every leader who's ever done anything extraordinary will tell you that sometimes you try things and it did not work. You have to know how to bounce back from that and learn lessons from that. I think about SpaceX, and can you imagine the amount of money that was put into that rocket to go up that time a few years back, and the rocket did not make it? But they didn't look at that as a failure. They looked at it as an opportunity for growth. And so I want to give you some things that could help you come out of that failure mentality and know what to do when what you tried did not work. Here's the first thing. Write it down now. Reflect on the process. What do I mean? Assess what went wrong and identify areas for improvement without assigning blame. You have to get the blame game away. You know, it's easy to assign blame. This didn't happen because of that, that. No. Let's assess, was our strategy strong? Was our vision clear? Identify the areas of improvement. What could I have done more with my marketing strategy? What could I have done more in these particular areas? All of these things matter. And so it's incredibly important. And it's just a huge opportunity to spend that time reflecting. I know I've spent countless days, weeks reflecting on moments in which I did not hit the mark or something didn't work. And I had to look back and say, man, what could I have done differently? Not about assigning blame or saying the people were not responsive or et cetera. I just look at it as an opportunity for growth. What can I learn? I tell people every time, you know, life is your best teacher and you get blessings and lessons out of it. And you can't learn all the time through your successes. Sometimes you have to learn through those shortcomings. And that's where you reflect on the process. And number two, and this is big, owning the outcome. Taking responsibility, right? And showing accountability as a leader. Setting an example for your team. Owning it. Hey, it's on me. This one's on me. You see this oftentimes in sports, right? When you see a coach who calls a play. And the coach calls the play. It's fourth down. They're right there in an unusual spot on their 40-yard line. You know, they know that if they don't make the play, the other team's going to be, you know, 5 or 6 yards away from field goal contention. And yet the coach calls his play and the play fails. And the coach is asked after the game, do you regret making that play that stopped the momentum and the other team was able to come kick a field goal to beat you guys? And the coach will say something like, that one's on me. As the coach, I take full responsibility. As a leader, that's a huge thing, right? Because the people in your organization are only running the plays that you give them. So I have learned to own it, man, to own your stuff, to own the outcome. Take if you're going to, you know, sometimes you're going to be applauded, sometimes you're going to be booed, but at the end of the day, you have to own that and be accountable as a leader and set examples for your team. And this is a wonderful opportunity to think about that and what that looks like for your life. So I just want to really challenge you, encourage you to do that, because I'm telling you, man, this is a huge opportunity for all of us to really think about as leaders. What do we own in this? What role did I play in this? You know, and as a leader, you know, it's not about reprimanding other people. Yes, there'll be times for that with people that may have dropped balls or whatever, but just own it yourself. Say, man, I've got to do better as a leader. That's why I reflect on it, look at what happened, and I own it and take responsibility. That's what makes you an exceptional leader when you do that. Here's the third thing. Pulling your team together and gathering team feedback. Gathering team feedback means I encourage input from my team and to understand diverse perspectives and gather solutions. This is what I'm about. I'm about making certain that I surround myself with collective intelligence around me. I want to put myself in a space where I could be poured into, I could learn, get feedback from my team. This is what happens. I think that when you are a leader, you are a listener. I want to say that for the people in the back. When you are a leader, you are a listener. One of the things I have seen really devour the visions of leaders. I have seen leaders crash because they did not listen. They were not great listeners. And when you're not a great listener, man, your stuff is not going to happen. People are not going to feel that you are a team player. And so one of the things I try to do, I established an advisory team around me of diverse people in my organization. Diversity in terms of ethnicity, in terms of age, in terms of career. And I wanted to bring those people together from time to time just to get kind of an advisory. Let them know that I wanted to hear from them and to know what kinds of things they could help me do. And this was important. And so that meant a lot to me. So gathering that that feedback and helping people feel comfortable sharing their perspectives on what we could do better, or bringing their ideas and knowing that they would be welcomed. Because I get better when I surround myself with people like that. I feel better. I know that things can happen when I surround myself with the right kinds of people. And so I just want to just let that sink in for you. I want you to think about that. Let that encourage you and know that, you know, it just may be a great opportunity for you to really think about ways in which you can bring the team together and get feedback. Don't isolate your team, push your team away. There's some great ideas that can come. There's some great suggestions that have come. There are people on my team that have given me great insight that say, I didn't realize it. I didn't know that. Thank you. And they feel a part of the process and they feel a part of the journey and they can share in the successes with you. Got it? Here's number four, pivot with purpose. You have to adjust the approach based on what was learned from the setback. To maintaining alignment with the mission, that means that I must make certain that I adjust. Any leader that of any great worth will tell you that it's the ability to make adjustments. When I learn something, how do I pivot? If you keep doing the same thing, the way you've always done it, expecting different results, the definition of insanity. But to pivot with purpose, I'm not just changing for nothing. I talk to leaders all the time who go into an organization. The first thing they do is say, I got to change this, change that. I'm like, whoa. You don't just change or pivot without it having a specific purpose. You have to pivot with a purpose. It has to be something tied to that. And that's why it's so important that you adjust, that you pivot and have real alignment with the mission that you're trying to accomplish. So I just want to challenge you. I want to bring that to the forefront and help you understand the importance of this, because there's a lot of people who miss out on pivoting, learning lessons and saying, I'm pivoting with purpose. And so let that bless you. Every leader who's adaptable, every leader who's flexible, kudos to you. Don't be so rigid where you don't learn the lessons from the thing that didn't work. If something didn't work, let's try this. Let's try a new way. Let's be open to positive change. Got it? Open to positive change, right? Here's number five. Learn to document lessons. Woo, how big is that? How big is this? Keeping records of what didn't work and why so that I can avoid repeating the same mistakes. Something that I try to do all the time. Like what could I have done differently here? What could I have learned here? What could I have said here? All of these things matter, right? So when I begin to do that, right, I put on record. I have a point of reference to go back, pull back something in 2017 and say, wow, this didn't work and why didn't it work? Oh, I remember because I have it chronicled. I have it documented. And that's why record keeping matters for leaders. That's why having the documents and learning how to make certain that you're constantly on board with this is huge, right? So keeping those records are very, very important. And so I am telling you, it is so very, very important that as you move forward in this, that you keep the records of what didn't work and you avoid making the same mistakes. And sometimes you can't leave that to memory. You got to document that. You got to memorialize that. You really do. And I think it's important to do that so that even generations behind you will even know, hey, we tried this, but it didn't work. And this is why we didn't do it this way. You should do it this way. It just helps pass life lessons down from generation to generation. Because as a leader, you're always thinking about the next generation of leadership that's coming. Here's number six, encouraging resilience. Using the experience to build resilience in your team, man. I mean, framing setbacks as part of the growth journey. Like really encourage your team. Okay, we didn't do it, but we're going to get up. We're going to go forward. A lot of people, man, get the wind knocked out of them because a thing didn't work. And as a leader, you've got to manage the morale of your team. You have got to speak into their lives. You got to let people know, hey, we're still amazing. We still can accomplish this. And this little minor setback that we experience is nothing but a setup for a comeback. We can do this. And that's why as a leader, your affect, the words you speak, your posture, all those things matter. How you show up every single day in a positive mindset and attitude determines how your team responds to particular things. I just believe it's important to think about that. And so I want to encourage you today to make certain that you encourage resilience. We don't give up here. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep striving. We're going to keep going hard. That's what you have to do as a next level leader. And you have to be very, very clear that you are the one that's going to lead the charge, being the example of what resilience looks like. There are a lot of people that want to walk away, that want to quit, that don't want to try again. But as a leader, you got to motivate them. You got to be self-motivating. You got to be that person with that Mamba mentality. You got to be that person that says, we may be, you know, 3 games out of the playoffs, but we're going to push hard in this last run. And we're going to push because I believe in the team. And next thing you know, they made the playoffs because somebody had the mindset to motivate, to encourage. Leaders, next level leaders, have the ability to galvanize people around a particular mission and goal to accomplish it. And that means that we know what it means to be resilient. You did not get where you are without being resilient. All the things you had to personally overcome. So now you must transmit those lessons to your team. My friend and brother, Dr. Craig L. Oliver, has an amazing book called Resilience. And it's a powerful book. I recommend it to you because it really speaks to that. And I think that it's so important that when we understand resilience, if we could just be more resilient in life, woof, I think we can accomplish so much more. All right, here is number 7. Before we get there, let me review as I always do. And you know how we do it. We go right back over every point. So those of you that missed it can go back and check your notes and make sure you're walking with me through this. Here we are. Number 1, we're reflecting on the process, right? So when a thing did not work like we thought it was going to work, we had to reflect on what could have gone wrong, assess it, identify the areas of improvement. Number 2, we're going to own the outcome. We're not going to project blame on anybody else. We're going to take responsibility for the outcome. Number 3, we're going to gather feedback from our team. We're going to encourage input from them and get diverse perspectives. We're going to be open to positive change. We're going to listen. We're going to welcome new ideas and fresh perspectives. Number 4, we're going to pivot with a purpose. We're not just going to pivot for nothing or change for nothing, but we're going to say, hey, what did we learn? How can we avoid this going forward? We're going to pivot and try something new. We're going to be open to positive change. Number 5, we're going to learn to document our lessons. We're going to chronicle those things, memorialize those things. We're going to put those things on record, not just for our generation, but for the generations that are behind us. And number 6, we're going to encourage resilience. We're going to use the experience to build resilience in your team. And we're going to frame this looking at our setbacks as opportunities for growth. And that's how we're going to look at it. Hey, we're going to keep pushing. We're resilient. We can do this. We can accomplish this. And we can make the necessary adjustments to still reach our goal. Number 7 is about reinforcing the vision, all right? Reinforcing the vision. And that is reminding your team of why we're here, man. Every single day, man, you got to remind your team, this is why we show up. This keeps morale high. It reinforces the commitment even after the setback. Why do we choose this path? What is the high calling that we're doing here? We're forgetting those things which are behind. We're reaching those things which are ahead. Right? We're pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. What is the high calling? That thing that we're after that gets us up, that motivates us, that drives us, that's the thing that keeps us going. Even when our flesh is tired, even when we are spiritually worn down, we can still find the second wind because we reinforce the vision every single day. You matter. What this team does matter. Our vision matters in the world. We are change agents. We are here to solve problems. That's what we do here. And so, ladies and gentlemen, reinforce that vision every single day. And when you have tried something and it didn't work, it doesn't mean that you fail. It just means you're a leader and you got to apply those principles. You can bounce back to greatness. I hope this has blessed you. And of course, I'd love to hear about how this episode has been a blessing to you. Make sure you let me know at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Shoot me a message and let me know. Share this podcast with as many people as you can. And make sure you're following me at JosephWalker3. That means a lot. Become a part of our book club. Text book club to 78228. Be a next level reader and leader. We appreciate you so much. Thank y'all for tuning in today. I appreciate you for being a part of this great space. and I hope that you have received something that will change your life. May God bless you. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and this has been Next Level Leader Podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward to connecting with you.